This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Bill Bush out today, back on Thursday. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends, as always, at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Now also at 70th and Pioneers in the wonderful stone building, the southeast corner, which you finally saw. Sip. Oh, sorry.
He turns my microphone off.
Not just during the break.
What's that say?
During the breaks, they're back.
You're overly impressed with the stone.
It's not overly impressed. It's beautiful.
It's all right.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah.
Midwest Bank, member FDIC, 70th and Pioneers, 27th, and Jamie Lane. Okay, hour two. We have a couple special guests for a special cause here today. We have Chuck and Ashley Johnston with us today. And because Nebraska has their final home series for baseball against Indiana of the season this weekend. And Friday night will be particularly important to a lot of us because, Sip and listeners, that is going to be ALS Awareness Night here in Lincoln, Nebraska. ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, is obviously what that stands for, what that means. And we have a special guest with Chuck and Ashley Johnston. Chuck is the father of the late Scott Johnston. Ashley, of course, the wife of Scott Johnston. And guys, thanks for being here today.
Yes.
And tell us about this. And just kind of, first of all, tell us who you guys are and I guess why you're here today. Chuck, I'll start with you. Or Ashley, you go ahead.
Well, I'm Chuck, the father of Scott, and we're here to talk about this event, and we're so just indebted to the university for what they have done to promote this awareness night. And it really is an awareness night. Ashley actually told me that there's 30 people right now in Lincoln that are dealing with ALS. And ALS is a disease that is basically you have a 2 to 5 year life sentence once that happens. And it's very, very difficult, as you might guess. And I'm going to let Ashley probably talk a little about Scott. But we appreciate you guys giving us this opportunity to come out here. And we certainly appreciate the university and especially the baseball program for what they've done to help us get that out there. And this really all started with an idea, and Scott had a relationship with Coach Childress and Coach Bolt.
Okay.
And when he was at Texas A&M, and so because of that, I kind of mentioned it to Johnny Dorn, who Scott played against from the time he was 10 years old.
Okay.
And him and Johnny hung out quite a bit in college, and so Johnny, I kind of challenged him to get a hold of Coach Childress and get this thing going. And you don't challenge Johnny Dorn or else he's going to get it done. And and they took the ball from there.
And Scott worked in the Texas A&M football office.
Yes.
Okay. And that's where he got to know Will and Childress.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think he started here at the university, actually. He was not going into football at all. And Vince Genta. Who's
okay.
back with Nebraska. Yeah. Vince got Scott involved with football as an intern back then and helping with Coach Pelini.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott was really close to Bo.
Okay.
And then from there, he went to Kansas with Turner Gill.
Right.
And then from there, he was given a job at Texas A&M working with Coach Sumlin as the director of on-campus recruiting for football.
Ashley, take us to April of 2021.
Yeah.
That's when all this, you started to see issues, right?
Yeah. So we actually were living in Omaha, and Scott was commuting. He had gotten out of football, mm-hmm. and he was working in orthopedic med sales. And mm-hmm. I'm a nurse. I had kind of cut back and was working PRN at Children's. And so we decided to move back to Lincoln. So the weekend that we listed our house, the market was so crazy, it sold right away. Mm-hmm. And we were like, it sold that day, and we're standing in the kitchen, and he was like, huh, this is weird. I can't lift my foot.
Huh. Left foot, right?
Yeah. And we just kind of were laughing about it. We're like, oh, that's really weird.
Yeah.
And then it just slowly seemed to progress throughout that summer, where then he had like noticeable weight loss. And he just, walking was getting harder, and he started having muscle twitching mm-hmm. during the summer as well. And then in August, my sister got married the end of August, and at her wedding, he fell. And that was when we were like, okay, we need to look into this and see like what's going on.
Yes.
And that summer was when we went to Atlanta, went to a Braves game, and I won't forget, mm-hmm. Scott was limping and thought he had like drop foot, and he's carrying luggage, and that's who Scott was.
Wow.
He did. Mm-hmm. He never once was like, oh man, he was just like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he never complained. He was just like, it's fine. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the diagnosis by September 15th.
September 15th. So this all happened pretty quickly. April
yeah.
2021 to September.
Yes, it okay. was quick. And we knew something was wrong at that point, so we kind of expedited it. We went to the ER, got admitted, so they could just run all of the tests all in one. Because mm-hmm. Doing it all outpatient sometimes takes months.
Okay.
And with a disease like ALS, you don't necessarily have that time to try to figure it out. And so we did. We found out. And then by October, walking was getting really hard for him.
Gosh, this is hard.
Yeah. November, he was using a walker. Excuse me. And then, yeah, within 9 months of his diagnosis, couldn't move arms, legs, had a trach, and was on a ventilator full support.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, it was just very quick for him. So,
yeah. You had young children at this time.
Yes. Our son was one when he was diagnosed, and our daughter was three.
And they learned to care for your husband at the time?
Yes. They're amazing. So I was thinking back. So my husband, by the time he had his trach, my son was two, my daughter was four, mm-hmm. and they learned his machines. They would run in and be like,
"That's amazing.
Mommy, daddy needs cough assist." And most people would be like, what is that?
How about that?
And they would push the buttons and turn it on for him. And it was just, they loved taking care of him. And honestly, as parents, I mean, when Scott got the diagnosis, it was just earth shattering, but we were like, we still want our kids to have the happiest childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had so many good moments throughout that time, and they just learned to like love being his little, like taking care of him, and had a lot of sweet moments together that way too. So.
And you guys might surmise he married a pretty good person.
Yeah.
pretty evident.
I would say so.
Pretty evident within about 2 minutes here.
Yes. Yes. We're joined in the studio by Chuck Johnston, Ashley Johnston. Again, Chuck, the father of the late Scott Johnston, who will be honored on Friday at the ALS Awareness for the Husker baseball game, 6:05 first pitch against Indiana. There'll be a video honoring Scott's life before the first pitch. And Ashley, you'll throw out the first pitch.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I played softball growing up, but baseball is a different animal. I mean, the ball is so small. I'm like, how do I throw this? So
I told her to make sure she holds it across the seams, or it's going to sail on her. So.
Yeah. Across the seams.
She's got to hold it across.
As long as it just doesn't go straight down in the dirt, I'll be good.
Are you going to go get up on the mound, or are you going to be in front of the mound?
I think I'm going to have to go in front.
I did it in front of the mound.
Yeah.
And I told her,
it's a different animal.
Lob it too. Don't bring
sing
the heat.
Sing it.
I thought, should I go with the softball pitch? But that probably would be frowned upon.
Oh, no, you could do that.
No, nothing to be frowned upon. It's your pitch. Do what you want to do.
This is about awareness, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is Friday night, 6 p.m. Yeah. And this is when we talk about awareness for this horrifying disease, what would you want people to know?
Honestly, it's just not talked about, and there's not a lot of research, and there's not a lot of funding as well. And
there's not.
Partly it is such a fast disease that I just feel like they focus on other things, but just getting the word out of there, because when Scott was diagnosed, I didn't really know what it was. I mean, sure. I'd heard of it, Lou Gehrig's disease, but I didn't truly understand it. and how it affects people. And now that the numbers are increasing so much, and a lot of the newly diagnosed are young men in their 20s to 30s.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so, yeah, just...
You know, Major League Baseball has taken some steps, and they have a Lou Gehrig's Day now, mm-hmm. and they actually have a person from each team that kind of represents them as the, I don't know, as the person that takes on getting that out there to other people. And one of our niece's husband, Darren Ruff, played for the Giants. And I remember Brandon Crawford was their sure. guy, and Salvi Perez was the Royals mm-hmm. guy. And so Major League Baseball doing this also gave us the thought that, you know, maybe we could do something here mm-hmm. locally, because mm-hmm. this isn't just a Major League Baseball thing. Mm-hmm. This is affecting people everywhere. And Ashley can tell you one of the people that have really helped, or one of the groups that have really helped, is the ALS for the Heartland.
Yes.
And there are they involved in this event?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they'll have a booth. I think there's a video that they'll show. ALS in the Heartland is wonderful. They're based out of Omaha, and they help Nebraska, Kansas, and a couple other surrounding areas, I believe. But they help. They have like loaner equipment, and so they got Scott his first power wheelchair, which was so helpful. They also have a respite program uh-huh. that helps pay for caregivers every month. And they just have a lot of resources. They're very connected. They're connected with Team Gleason, which he was an NFL football player. Okay. ALS. Mm-hmm. And so they're an amazing resource and helped us a lot.
You mentioned that there's 30 cases of ALS in Lincoln right now.
In Lancaster County.
In Lancaster County, which is high. That's a high number.
Yeah, they said typically there would be about 4.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's the kind of awareness we need to hear.
Yeah.
30 cases mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah. I go back to you mentioned again. So Scott, again, passed away in 2023, August 2023. But you said through the whole process, he was very positive, which I mean, that's very, yeah. that'd be very difficult to see your, you know, everything kind of withering from what you had.
Yeah.
Talk us through what that was like and just how much his positivity helped you and the kids out through all this.
Oh man, he never complained.
Oh boy.
He just would always, and there were times when, and he was pretty far in at this point. And I remember he was saying, you know, it's not so bad after all. He's like, I get to have so much good quality one-on-one time with people. He's like, when would I get to have that? Because he had a lot of friends and family members come stop by, spend time with him. And he would just be so appreciative of that time with him. And he's like, you know, life gets so busy. I wouldn't have this otherwise.
And you got to know this guy.
Yeah.
My sister, when he passed away, she had these little bracelets made, those rubber bracelets. And she just had his initials, SCJ, on there. And on the other side, DBAP. And I'm going to let you guys figure that out, but it's don't be a something. And that's a Scott. Don't be a something.
You figure that one out.
And that's him, though. He was like, don't be that person, you know. Don't complain.
Interesting.
He was just that way. And
good.
So, you know, when you talk about that, Jake, that was just Scott.
Yeah.
That's who he was.
So he was how old at this time?
He was diagnosed at 35 and passed at 37.
Okay.
But yeah, one of the things that, even just something small, I would think about, like if you get an itch,
yeah,
he couldn't like do anything about it. And he would just like have to deal with that. But he wouldn't complain about things like that. And if you, I don't know, that was a game I would try to play. I'm like, how long can I go without like scratching an itch? And just that's like something so small. And then you think about everything else that he dealt with on top of that. And it's just things. I mean, he could have been asking for things moment by moment. Mm-hmm. But
didn't complain.
No, he never complained.
I like in your notes here that when you have a disease like this, it's hard to move every day. But he had a goal to make it to your daughter Macy's 5th birthday, which he did. He passed away in August. Her birthday was July 17th.
Made it.
27th. How important was that for the family to see him make to that milestone?
It was really special. Yeah. He had kind of told me earlier in the spring that was his goal. And at the time, I was like, okay, I don't like... Yeah, you know, we're going to get there and then we're going to keep moving. But he just knew. He's like, that's my goal. And it was really special. And I think it'll be something that she'll always cherish as well, that he really wanted to be there for her on her 5th birthday.
How important have Will Bolt and Childress been in all this?
I mean, I don't think this happens without them to begin with. I think Coach Childress probably started the ball, obviously went to Will. And because of Scott's relationship with those guys, I saw Coach Childress about a week ago over when I was at the Hall of Fame, and he was across the way, and I'd gone in to do some type of an interview for the game Friday night.
Okay.
And Coach Childress, I just hugged him and said, thank you. And he said, man, this is a no-brainer. He said, we have to do this.
Good, good. So. That, you know what? When I put it together in my head, Scott being friends with those guys makes sense in the context of what you said about the band. Don't be a...
Beep.
Yeah. Well, Childress is very much that way. Will Bolt is very much that way.
And when Scott came back to Lincoln... Childress would have him over to watch football games. And Ashley knows Amanda.
Okay.
And they got to know each other at A&M. Scott said, frankly, when he was at A&M, he would oftentimes take the football recruits to baseball games. And so, and they were just so, you know, accommodating and so great to work with. But they had that connection from having been in Nebraska, too. And so there's there are a lot of connections with Scott here. And
how did Scott get into that football realm? You had a boy who played baseball at a high level for Papillion in Nebraska.
Yeah, Dan did, and they both played basketball. They both played basketball and baseball and tennis in high school.
Okay,
but Scott was really going to go into medicine.
Okay,
he was going to be a dentist, and at some point he was like, "Dad, I can't spend my whole life just with my hand in people's mouths." And Vince Genta, Scott was doing some arts and sciences Saturday morning tours of people. And Vince said, man, you're pretty good. We should get you
Is
into
that right?
this. And at the time, I remember Scott was working for Brothers as a bouncer.
Wow. Is that right?
He's about your size, Sip, but doesn't have the boxing background that you had. But, so I was like, Scott's a bouncer. And he said, Dad, Vince asked me if I wanted to do this at the university and I would get paid less than I get paid at Brothers. And I said, Scott, do it for free.
Oh,
just
really?
Do it. Get involved with that just because of the connections you would make. And from that, he eventually worked his way up. And then, you know, Bo recommended him for the job at KU. They went down to Lawrence for a while. And then David Beatty, who was the running backs coach at KU, went to A&M. And he said, Scott, I'm going to bring you down there. And Scott was like, yeah. And like within a week, he went down there and they hired him there. And then that whole connection with Childress and all.
So Scott must be pretty personable. Must have been pretty personable.
Yeah, he can talk to anyone.
Is that right?
He was.
He will tell you. He always talked in recruiting. He would say, "I'm a 5-star."
Is that right?
And I don't know what the 5 stars were. Ashley, he probably told her, but didn't he? He'd always be like, "I'm a 5-star."
He sounds like a 5-star to me.
Oh my gosh,
he was something else.
He sounds like a 5-star. Yeah. This is beautiful.
For those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking with Chuck and Ashley Johnston. We're honoring the life of Scott Johnston on Friday night at the Haymarket Park baseball game, Huskers, Indiana. Ashley will throw out the first pitch in ALS Awareness Night. ALS, for those who don't know, is a nervous system disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causes loss of muscle control, and gets worse over time. Begins with muscle twitching and weakness in an arm or leg, trouble swallowing, and then slurred speech. And there's no cure for this disease. Life expectancy is 2 to 5 years. Only a small percentage are genetic in terms of this. But the goal for Friday and in general is ALS awareness. So how can people go into the game and those who are listeners of the show get involved in helping out and what they can do?
Yeah, I think just starting to spread the word. We actually have t-shirts as well.
400 already that you...
Yeah, we've done 400. And then we have... more that part of the proceeds will go towards ALS in the Heartland. So those will support their work every day and how awesome they are and helping patients with ALS. Just buying a ticket to the game, spreading awareness. And also,
and Jake, it's really like, if, you know, you can hear about it just like all of us. We know, you know, Lou Gehrig, and I've read about Lou Gehrig and when he first started having those symptoms like Scott, and he would be playing, and they said friends of his were like, Lou's coming to the ballpark drunk.
Ooh.
And Lou Gehrig didn't drink.
Right.
He didn't do any of that. Wow. And so he wasn't himself.
Uh-huh.
So it's more just understanding that this happens, what happens. And we, you know, this is such a small thing to begin with. I have some ideas down the road of things to do maybe with the high schools because of my connections with the high schools and ways to make people understand what this disease is. And I hope in Scott's case, this also gives people some sort of hope that even throughout all this, you can still be a father, you can still be a husband and a son, And with Scott, we got to where we would say control the controllables.
Okay.
We can't control this disease, but we can control how we respond to this disease. We can respond to our grandkids, in Ashley's case, her children. We can only control what we can control. And Scott would want us to do that. And it is a little bit of a message of hope, but ALS is it's a dark disease. You can't hide from that.
Well, and I appreciate you being frank about it. I mean, it's hard to hear. It was hard to read. I really appreciate what you prepared for us, Ashley. It was hard to read, though.
I know.
When I sat down last night and read it, it was...
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
It's a rough disease. I remember early on just getting advice from different families who have gone through this, different spouses who have gone through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember one telling me, and at the time I was like, what is she saying? And she was like, just enjoy your journey. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And when you're hit with a diagnosis like this, it's really hard to like wrap your head around that. But there's so much truth in that, because as Chuck was saying, like, we just enjoyed our time together. As hard as it was, there are really hard moments, and there's no way to sugarcoat some of those really hard moments. Mm-hmm. But just enjoying being together, and like, he was still a dad, and he still had such an impact on those kids, and he really was. He was the best dad.
Well, I bet he'd appreciate this level of awareness. This is good. I mean, I wasn't completely aware of it till I delved into it last night.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Scott had an eye gaze thing machine that he hated.
yeah.
But he would he had to plug in things that he said through the computer, and like with Jetty, our little Jetty boy, Jetty would complain or whine about something, and Scott would eye gaze. What was it that he said, Ashley?
Well, he would say a couple different things, but he would always say,
quit whining, nobody cares.
Quit whining, nobody cares.
That's what he would say.
I need to say that to Jake sometime.
Quit whining, nobody cares.
That's fair.
And it was with his eyes.
I deserve that.
And it was with his eyes that he would say that to Jet. So,
I know.
You know, the hard times, guys, are when sometimes, and I know Ashley will agree with me here, you feel like Scott should be here. Mm-hmm. He would be doing this. He would be doing this. He would, I mean, he would love cooking something, making something with Macy, or throwing the ball with Jetty or whatever. Those are the times that are so hard, and you have to almost like snap yourself out of it and say, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. We have to move forward. And I know he would want that.
We are going to post a link on our social media, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything that we can about how to order these t-shirts. Part of the proceeds from the t-shirts will go to ALS in the Heartland, helping with equipment, support, et cetera, for ALS awareness. But $15 for a t-shirt, small through extra large in both adult and youth. Please purchase a shirt and wear it to the game. If you're able to, you know, if it gets there in time, or just wear it in general, these will be available from today through the 21st, is that mm-hmm. right? So 2 weeks you can buy this shirt for?
Yes, 2 weeks.
We'll post a link once we are done with the show today. But please purchase that and help out. Do your part in helping with ALS awareness, listeners.
Great job, guys.
So
thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Great job. We appreciate it.
Once again, please go to the Husker baseball game on Friday night in Nebraska, Indiana. It'll be ALS awareness night. Ashley's throwing out the first pitch. As we honor the life of Scott Johnston, who of course passed away from ALS in August of last year. But Chuck and Ashley, it's been great to have you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your mission promoting ALS and letting us all know of this and how we can help out. And we hope it's a great event Friday, and hope that this continues to be
the Huskers get a win.
That's right.
We need that too.
Yep. For sure. That'd be great.
Yep. Will and Rob are doing a great job.
They're having a great year. Sure. Thanks, guys.
Thank
we will post this link and post the link to that the website when we are done with the show. So, all right, more next. Early break in the ticket.
God.